It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in the comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. On today's episode of 2 Minutes of Motivation, I'm going to be sharing with you some ways to de-stress. You're going to learn some stress reduction techniques. I had a great talk with Patrick McCown this week. We talked a lot about breathing, and that inspired me to spend a little time with you today on these different topics. So the first thing that you can do to de-stress is to use your breath. There are so many different breathing techniques. Patrick shared his views on breathing. There's also things like square breathing, 4-7-8 breathing, belly breathing, the list goes on. But just having that tool in your toolbox can be really, really handy if you find yourself getting stressed or anxious. The second thing that you can do to de-stress is to create a soothing ritual to bring you back to the present moment, to help you practice mindfulness and to be fully in your body. So different rituals could look like having a cup of tea, for example. I personally love matcha tea. I really enjoy green tea, and Reishi Tea and Sparkling Botanicals is a sponsor for this podcast. I thoroughly enjoy their teas. They're very high quality. Find a tea that you love and have that be a source of a ritual where you can slow down, unwind, smell the tea, taste the tea, take a little time either in the morning or early afternoon to have that be a grounding part of your day. Another thing that you can do to de-stress is to get out in nature. Nature has natural properties that our bodies and our minds need. And when you're out in nature, it really can help you if you're feeling overstimulated. So just taking a step outside, going for a walk, looking up at the sky, that is a really incredible way to help de-stress. And another thing you can do is to start practicing things like body scans, where you anchor into your body and you go either from your toes up to your head or your head down to your toes, where you relax your muscles. So again, 4 things to de-stress. Your breathing. Breathing exercises are a great way to de-stress. Creating a ritual. It could be something like having a cup of tea, getting out in nature, and using some mindful practices like body scans. I hope that this helps. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I absolutely loved sharing these insights with you. If you have a moment, I would greatly appreciate you leaving a review about what you loved about this episode. Leaving reviews helps this show gain visibility so those who can benefit from it can gain access to it. Thank you so much for your support. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.